Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to get the pulse of the audience out there right now. Is what you think is right what Pedro Martinez said? And it's because what Jessica Mendoza brought up. I know Jared was like, hey, look, I disagree with her on this. But,
I do too.
And I feel like I do too, but I keep hearing a lot, like now more people are kind of rushing to the opportunity to call Mike Fiers a rat. And I want to know if more people, more listeners are like, you know what? If a guy in my office did something like that, I would think of him as a rat. Would you not think of yourself as having done something wrong? And no. Is that an accountability issue?
Yes, that's how it works, man. That is how it works. That is how our society works. People don't want to take responsibility. Oh, no, it's not because I did something wrong. It's because I have a disease. Oh, no, it's not my fault. I couldn't find a cab. Oh, no. Like, look, I've done the same thing. Like, oh, because, you know, when I was, like, super overweight, people are like, oh, you know, is it like a metabolism or thyroid issue? No! I was lazy and like to eat a lot of food. And so I think it's the same theory is like, why did all of this fall apart? Because Mike Fiers is a rat. Oh, it wasn't because you were systematically cheating? Well, I mean, if he wouldn't have said anything, it wouldn't have been a problem.
877-881-1053. Which side are you on in this? And we'll get to the Pedro audio in just a minute. But Kevin, tonight, right here at the station, I want everybody to come hang out with us because we got Nick Solak. And I know everybody's like infatuated with Nick Solak right now. They absolutely are. It's a good reason,
yes,
too. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who, by the way, Kevin and I had a really good relationship with during spring training.
He's good people.
He's a good guy. Love his baseball intelligence. You're going to enjoy that tonight. And they're going to be interviewed, Q&A'd, with Jared Sandler and Eric Nadel. And the potential for Jared to just go off on a tolo at any point, I think, is the most exciting thing that you could possibly ask for. So get up to the station tonight, 5:30. Doors are going to open around 5:30. So get here even earlier if you'd like to. I bet they're going to give a station tour if you want to come like check out the station as well. We got a tolo in studio with us right now. Come see how things go. See how the G-Bag Nation does their work. And then you got the Q&A with them. And then questions you can ask them later on after the Q&A with them as well. So, man, it's going to be an absolute blast. And it's one of the things that we love to appreciate. When we get these opportunities to kind of share with the Tolo, we want to take advantage of it. So be here tonight, 4131 North Central Expressway. Now, Kevin, I want to play this audio from Pedro Martinez.
Oh.
On
talking about how fun it is to throw old people on the ground.
Do people forget that? I don't know if anybody's forgotten that, because I love Pedro Martinez, dude. It was a guy that I wanted to put on my baseball team every time. Like, anytime he stepped on the mound, there was a potential for a no-hitter or a one-hitter. All right, that's just the way he was. And for his body frame and type to do what it did and to get that kind of torque that he was getting out of his body, it was amazing. But I don't know if I agree with his first opinion on Mike Fiers.
You know what? If he was to do it when he was playing for the Houston Astros, I would say Mike Fiers has guts. But to go and do it after you leave the Houston Astros because they don't have you anymore, that doesn't show me anything. I mean, you're just a bad teammate.
Oh, no. Is it entirely possible in a slight way that I might sort of agree with Pedro Martinez?
After hearing that in that manner, there is like
terrible.
It absolutely stands that he's right. Because you can do it if you're on the team and you're like, hey, we're doing something wrong. But and I benefited from it and I shouldn't. But he left. They broke up with him. And he started saying, Hey, all right, now that you broke up with me, I'm going to start sending out the pictures that I took of you while we were in our bedroom.
Oh, my Lord. And that's the thing is, I think he might kind of have a point there. I wouldn't call Mike Fiers a rat just for, like, telling people what had been going on. However, I do agree with the notion that it is questionable that he's like, I mean, if it works here, that'd be nice. Whoa, I'm not there anymore. Not cool, all right. Astros.
If he'd have said something while he was with the team, though,
he would have been destroyed.
Is he? He's a rat, though?
No, I don't think that. But I can see how he would be blacklisted from baseball.
Okay. Pedro went on to talk more about Mike Fiers, too.
If you tell me that Mike Fiers is coming to my team, and you already threw your team under the bus, the team that you used to play
for. Do you think the A's, his teammates with Oakland, don't like what he did? I know it, Houston. I mean, we know that.
Well, now everybody's going to know that you have a whistleblower in any other situation, too. Whatever happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse, and Fiers broke the rules. I mean, I agree with cleaning up the game. I agree with the fact that the commissioner is taking a hard hand on this. But at the same time, players should not be the ones dropping the whistleblower.
Oh, Pedro Martinez is anti-whistleblower. Pretty shocking political statement right there. I just think that maybe this is a generational thing where people are moving beyond what happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse. Now, how many people, like, I wonder if athletes believe that versus what the public believes. Because it's easier for the public to think that because they don't have to deal with it or deal with the repercussions or anything like that. But, I mean, if you just think about, like, regular workspaces, that's not the way regular workspaces go. People, like, you can call it tattling, you can call it whistleblowing, you can call it whatever. But people talk about their coworkers or report them all the freaking time. What makes you think that sports was never, ever going to be caught up on? Like, there are a lot of things in sports that are probably outdated. I'm just telling you, this might be a situation where society has decided that's not how it's going to be anymore.
I report Shippy about twice a week.
Sure.
Thank God we don't have HR anymore.
Oh, my God. What are you doing right now?
I report Kevin all the time. Sure. Like, every show I go, hey, did you hear the politics he was talking about? Kevin, I do like this question. So, players have to keep loyalty for how long? How long do you have to keep loyalty to a team? And Kevin, when you bring up the idea that what happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse, that is, I guess, hey, we all agree to sin together and it's okay. Right? Like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And this is our place of sin. But when we go home, though, we hide those pictures somewhere and we don't talk about that tiny dress that we wore. All right? Oh, we've seen those girls in those dresses, Kevin. Oh. You've been to Vegas before.
I thought you were telling me a personal story.
They would never wear that dress to church on Sunday. All right? They know that.
Sure.
But when they go to Vegas, I can be whoever I want to be. And so you're saying in the clubhouse, you can be a different guy and things you can get away with. Well, that clubhouse, those clubhouse doors get open. And the media is in there all the time.
Right.
So they've already invited the media in there, too. And I do appreciate the access that we get, like during spring training and during the season. We get plenty of access to that. But I don't know that if not everybody agrees to the code, that the code exists.
And that's the thing. But, like, how do you know that? Is there some meeting at the beginning of every single year? And I would love to get a specific athlete, any athlete's perspective on this. Is there a meeting at the beginning of the year that says, all right, look, whatever happens inside these doors will stay inside these doors no matter what? Do people ask questions? Are they like, okay, what if somebody stabs another person? Or, like, are there any questions along these lines? Or does everyone just say, sounds good? Or do you say, if you don't agree with that logic, you need to leave right now? Because I have those questions. Because if not, then you should expect this to happen.
From the 425, I report Corey to Spittle every time he mentions Game 6. I didn't mention Game 6 there. That was somebody else.
As you should.
This is an interesting one, though.
Oh, man.
From the 214, what if there was no whistleblower for Jerry Sandusky?
And that's really fascinating. And
I'm not trying to put them on the same level. Sure. Cheating in baseball. Sure. And doing what he did to boys is not the same. But there was, I guess, a general idea that we just don't talk about that. And it was okay for a long period of time until somebody finally said something.
And I wonder, like, if certain people will just think that this is the natural progression. All right, so I saw an old man sexually assaulting kids. Obviously, we all agree, not okay. But not everybody in that room did agree that it was not okay enough to go talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And then finally, somebody did. All right, so you progress, and eventually somebody will be like, this team is systematically breaking the rules and cheating the game to win a World Series. Well, that's probably not okay. But do you think it's not okay enough to say something? Yeah, but only when I'm not there anymore. Eventually, well, you know, I just kind of wonder, like, progress. And is this just the natural progression that eventually athletes who are looking for the clubhouse to be their own personal Vegas, that's going away? Like, I do really wonder if that's going to go away. Like, if this will be the first generation that you don't get to experience that. Because every other athlete before has been able to experience the clubhouse, the or whatever, as their own kind of personal escape. And most of the things that they stayed there would always be private. I wonder if that's never going to be the case again.
And then somebody fired in, this is exactly the attitude that allowed for generations of sexual harassment. From the 817, it's BS for cheaters to be offended for having their cheating exposed by a player they had no honor to begin with.
Yeah, and then
somebody says the code is understood. Don't have to speak on it.
See, but not anymore would be my argument to that.
And Kevin, that's the thing.
Learn it from who?
I think you learn it from the environment. All right. So if I grew up in an environment where I was never exposed to that kind of cheating and I walked into the situation and everybody in my clubhouse is like, yeah, we just don't talk about it. But here's some things that we're doing. Then I'm like, oh, hold on. And everybody's doing it and manager's okay with it. I feel safe, right? I feel safe now that we can do that. But if I walk into a clubhouse and most of my career I'm playing with teammates that nobody's doing anything wrong and we're winning games or even losing games and I'm having fine at it, then my learned environment is that that's not okay because I didn't need it and I never did.
Okay, so my thought is like, let's go back.
It's just like me going to one high school and you going to a different high school and having different theories on the way things are.
Okay, sure. No, that's a great way to put it. And I wonder if time can substitute in for those different high schools in that, like, you go back 100 years, right? You know, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, all of that stuff. Well, you do whatever the hell you want. Everyone will just not really talk about it. I mean, there's all these stories about the media just like hanging out with Babe Ruth while he's actively cheating on his wife or whatever else. And nobody talked about it. Then you jump forward to the 50s, same kind of thing. Then you jump forward to the 80s where like more and more people were maybe like, I don't know how I feel about this, but we'll still keep it quiet. Now you jump forward another 30 years. And all of a sudden, more and more people are maybe not okay with it. So I wonder, Corey, if in, let's say, the next 10 years, you sit down and you have that same conversation, and that same old grizzled veteran says that same thing to you. But then you talk to other players around the clubhouse, and they're like, yeah, man, I don't really feel okay about this, but I don't know enough about my spot. And then young player A says that to young player B and C and D and E, and all of a sudden, more people in the clubhouse don't feel okay with it. And then you move forward another 10 years, and all of a sudden, the clubhouse is nothing but people who aren't okay with it. I wonder if you're seeing the next evolution in this is not okay, and we're going to say it's not okay from the jump. So eventually, the assumption will be if you see something that's not okay, you need to do something about it.
From the 210, no one likes a snitch. And then from the 214, change happens when someone breaks from groupthink. It's fascinating. This is Kevin, we had other stuff I wanted to talk about in this segment. We really did. But
Derek Jeter, you made the Hall of Fame.
The great thing about asking this question immediately, right out of the gate, is that we got so many different texts from our Tolos out there. And listen, I don't disrespect anybody for their opinions on things. Now, Jessica Mendoza's potentially getting fired for her opinion on that.
Is she really?
Yeah, they're bringing that up. And that to me, I think, is wrong. Because I don't think she should be.
Wow.
But seeing so many different people, that's what tells me right there, Kevin, that a rule in a clubhouse, an unspoken rule, doesn't exist. Because as many listeners as we have out there right now texting in different stuff, nobody agrees. And it's not just trolls. There are people with good arguments on both sides. And that tells me that there's not just an unspoken rule. You got to get it out there. But you know what? The rules are never clearly defined in these situations. There's good and there's bad, and sometimes you have to make the choice.
Man, I feel like this conversation is going to get relit if they do something with Jessica Mendoza. I mean,
they better
I didn't agree with her, but I didn't think what she said was so inflammatory that she would deserve to be fired. Whoa, that would be interesting. All right, we'll move away from anything controversial or politically tinged or anything like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.